Okay, here's read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The Environmental Protection Agency is investigating possible groundwater contamination in central Wisconsin. Residents in the area have complained about their drinking water being contaminated from farm runoff in that area. Testing of several wells in Juneau County and Wood County began earlier this week. The EPA is first drilling several wells near a large dairy farm in Juneau County that is a CAFO, or concentrated animal feeding operation, with more than 6,000 cattle living on a relatively small parcel of land. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Milwaukee County Supervisor John Wyshawn is proposing a marijuana referendum for the November ballot. Wyshawn says, quote, "It's time for Wisconsin to join the many states across the country that have legalized marijuana and benefited from the revenue that comes with commercial sale and taxation of one of America's largest cash crops," end quote. Next Friday, the Committee on Judiciary, Safety, and General Services will consider the proposal to place the referendum on the ballot. That meeting is open to the public. And the Brewers start a three-game series with the Pirates tonight at Miller Park. Okay, here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. A Milwaukee police officer has been suspended with pay after the violent arrest of a man who was suffering from a mental health episode was recorded and shown on local television. The event prompted an internal affairs investigation. Three other officers were placed on administrative duty, which is standard procedure for an internal affairs investigation. Four officers were injured in the incident, which occurred near 51st and Capitol, and the 25-year-old man is still in the hospital. And a new study from the Wisconsin Department of Tourism says travelers in Wisconsin spent $12.7 billion in 2017, a 3.2% increase from the previous year. And that's on top of a 3.4% increase from the year before that. Milwaukee County led the state in visitor spending with just under $2 billion. Dane County was next at $1.2 billion. Okay, here is the forecast. And the forecast for Milwaukee: clearing skies this afternoon, windy, and then mostly clear tonight, lows in the low 50s, sunshine tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s, and for Sunday, partly cloudy with highs in the mid 50s. I'm Stu Daniels for Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network. And here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Tomorrow is the 8th annual March for Cannabis, supporting marijuana legalization in downtown Milwaukee. The event starts at 1 p.m. at MacArthur Square, across from the county courthouse, and will feature several speakers, including State Representative David Bowen and many of the candidates for Wisconsin governor. The march will begin at about 2 o'clock at the corner of 9th and Wells. The march route is about a mile and a half long and will lead the marchers back to MacArthur Square for a, quote, public display of support for cannabis legalization.